The findings are from Common Cause New York, which released a report detailing Entergy's political spending, both via campaign contributions and lobbying, from 2005 to 2012. Entergy is the parent company of Buchanan-based Indian Point. Common Cause Executive Director Susan Lerner calls two findings in particular unusual. First, she alleges that Entergy has engaged in astroturfing or astroturf grassroots lobbying and coalition building. She defines astroturfing as creating front group organizations which do not disclose their connection to their corporate sponsor while attempting to exert influence on the sponsor's behalf.
In an effort to secure Indian Point's future, Entergy's employed strategic political spending and a very sophisticated public relations campaign that utilizes two entities that Entergy founded that seem to the uninitiated member of the public to be independent, but are actually started and we believe funded in major part by Entergy. So the public is thinking that they're hearing from independent experts or from independent other members of the public.
She refers to two groups. One is SHARE, or Safe, Healthy, Affordable, and Reliable Energy, a nonprofit coalition of organizations which, according to their mission statement, is committed to ensuring reliable, clean, and affordable electricity. The second group is New York Area, or Affordable Reliability Electricity Alliance.
We have no problem with Entergy out advocating for its position, but we think that they ought to be advocating in their own voice so that when the public hears from the company, they know they're hearing from the company and not someone else.
Jerry Nappi is a spokesman for Entergy. He says it is no secret that Entergy is behind the two groups.
These organizations we helped to found, we are members of them, and they help communicate information about clean air and Indian Point's impact on clean air and reliability, as well as the affordable nature of the power that we provide.
Upon visiting the websites of New York Area and SHARE, it is apparent that Entergy is a member of SHARE under the banner of membership. No such explicit affiliation could readily be seen at the New York Area site. Susan Lerner claims there could be a violation on the part of Entergy when it comes to source of funding regulations and SHARE. She is urging the New York State Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, which is charged with ensuring compliance with lobbying reporting, to look into the matter.
We will be writing a formal letter to JCOPE, including our report pointing to the information that we believe indicates that there may potentially be a violation of the requirement to disclose the funding source, and asking JCOPE to investigate.
Upon hearing of Common Cause's intent with regard to JCOPE, Entergy's Jerry Nappi replies,
"We act in accordance with applicable laws on lobbying."
The Common Cause New York report also looks at Entergy's political spending and finds a ramping up of political spending as license renewal times for the two reactors draw near.
The unusual aspect of it is how very focused it is in its geographic range. The spending is very much focused around elected officials in proximity to the plant. It's very much focused on elected officials who are already supporters of the plant. And it ramps up as the relicensing process is picking up.
The license for Indian Point 2 is due for renewal in September, but the plant will continue to operate until the Nuclear Regulatory Commission makes a decision, which could be at least 1 year away, given that more hearings on the matter will be held. The license renewal for Indian Point 3 is due in 2015. Again, here's Lerner.
We don't take a position on the relicensing. That's not within our expertise. Our concern is that public policy decisions be based on facts and not on political spending or influence.
The report notes that Entergy's contributions are concentrated at the state and local legislative levels, with $0 going to Governor Andrew Cuomo, an Indian Point opponent. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.